Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. McCare continued his fall harvest tour, this time from the Thunder Seed headquarters in Dilworth, Minnesota, as he visited with Paul Adams on the crop conditions in western Minnesota this year.
Looks like Mother Nature sometimes gave you some rain, but mostly you were pretty dry this year, weren't you?
Yeah, we really were. You're exactly right. We're hitting different yields in different spots with different soil types, so it's really variable and spotty. You know, we were really short on moisture this year, especially now. Tillage is just challenging is the nice way to put it. But we're seeing yields fluctuate pretty wildly across the ground. So anywhere on like the corn, you're seeing yields from, you know, 140, 145 to 220, depending on if it had a little wet pocket there. So really variable.
And in the soybeans, are you pretty much wrapped up or wrapping up, or how far into the soybeans are you, or how soon will you be done?
Yeah, we actually finished some spots even yesterday. We had some green low areas and some corners and edges and slough bottoms that we actually just finished up yesterday. But the beans have been done for probably 6-7 days or so. Corn, we've got probably 5 days under our belt on the corn, so we're just getting going on corn. But it's kind of slow and steady with beets. Having split the guys between corn and sugar beets, we kind of have to move guys from here to there. So
yeah, keep the fall dance continues. So, but as the yep. owner of Adam Seed and a co-owner of Thunder Seed, what was your most utilized trait in the soybeans this year?
For us on my farm, the Enlist trait has been pretty big. We're in, like I said, in sugar beet country, so it's been a really good trait for us to use. The guys like it. It cleans out easy and just rotates some different chemistry out there. Having good luck, good yields out of a lot of the Enlist beans, or Daxota beans, and our Thunderline beans. So that's probably the most widely used soybean on the soybean side. On the corn side, it's just, you know, there's a fair amount of conventional, the lack of traits, I guess, but a fair amount of conventional in the area. But yeah, you always go back to your VT double pros have been doing really well in the area as far as that trait.
Are the rootworms a problem there? Can you sneak a few more conventionals in over the coming years, do you think?
I think so. I think guys, you know, maybe would adjust their seed treatment to help combat some of the insect pressure. So we're seeing some guys, and they can request, if we top treat some corn, or if they know they're going to have insect pressure, that on the conventional side, you know, if they contact us early enough, we can actually help with different type of insecticide on seed if need be. But yeah, there's a little bit, but it's not too bad yet.
All right, on the corn, which fields and which traits in which fields are looking the best to you so far?
You know, this year we were kind of dry last year, so we kind of, on my farm and around the area, other customers right around us too, we kind of put a little bit more drought guard in. We've got a 94 day that has got a drought guard trait that is showing actually really well. We've been really surprised and pleasingly surprised on where that's yielding. We've got another 91 day that is a drought tolerant hybrid. So you're seeing the drought tolerant hybrids kind of shining through this year. Some of the race horses that we've used in the past when we do have moisture, you know, are probably lacking a little bit on yield, but so far standability has been really good. We had good stands, you know, we got in the field late, but everything is showing fairly well. You know, corn yields, you said, really variable, but you know, a lot of guys are bringing in quarter, you know, field averages in that 165 to 185 range is pretty common. You know, you might have an offshoot, a good field that maybe got under some rain in our immediate area that would be in that 190 range, but that's fewer and far between.
Again, that was Paul Adams from Thunder Seed. You're listening to Inside Agriculture. We'll be back with more in just a moment.